Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's do it. Say goodbye.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
We don't make the news. We just make jokes about the news. It's the 6 at 9.
Go ahead. I'm going to change one thing real quick. Right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that scared me.
I was trying to.
Good job. All right, Galvin. Why don't you start it off? We'll go. We'll snake on through and then on our way back.
Do you want me to start?
Sure.
All right. Rockers Motley Crue have announced they're reuniting and they'll be headlining a stadium tour along with Def Leppard and Poison. 50-year-old women everywhere celebrated by doing shots of tequila and shots of penicillin.
That's good. Could have been Metamucil.
My turn, right? Or your turn?
No, it's me. Okay. The snake goes this way.
I didn't snake right.
Look at the snake.
Rockers Motley Crue have announced they're reuniting and they'll be headlining a stadium tour along with Def Leppard and Poison. That's 13 rock legends and 12 arms all on the same stage. They get better from there, I promise.
All right.
That was my one bad one.
Now I'm
snake.
Now I'm snake.
Snake.
All right.
It's almost like an S.
Rockers Motley Crue have announced they're reuniting and they'll be headlining a stadium tour along with Def Leppard and Poison. They're calling it the You're Gonna Need to Kickstart My Heart Tour, sponsored by Life Alert.
That's pretty good.
All right.
Rockers Motley Crue have announced they're reuniting, and they'll be headlining a stadium tour with Def Leppard and Poison. Though they have been forced to modify the set list a bit. They opened with Granny, 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 Shout Out the Kids on My Lawn, and Kickstart My Pacemaker.
That's pretty good. That is good. Yeah. That is solid, Gio.
Thank you. Girls, girls, girls. Granny, Granny, Granny.
Kickstart My Pacemaker.
Back right. to Gio.
South Dakota's new anti-drug ad campaign, Meth, We're On It, left most people confused as to whether it was a joke or an actual public service announcement. Some of the runners-up were Meth, I'm Loving It, Meth, Have It Your Way, Meth, It's Finger-Licking Good, or Meth, Just Do It.
Very famous ad slogan.
Yeah.
Spanish? Snake backwards.
South Dakota's new anti-drug ad campaign, Meth, We're On It, left most people confused as to whether it was a joke or an actual public service announcement. That's better than their child sex trafficking slogan, Kids, We're On Them.
Along the same lines, South Dakota's new anti-drug ad campaign, Meth, We're On It, left most people confused as to whether it was a joke or an actual public service announcement. The ad agency who came up with this is also responsible for the medical ad campaign, AIDS, get it?
Oh, yeah. AIDS, get it.
Much better. Much better.
South Dakota's new anti-drug campaign, Meth, We're On It, left most people confused as to whether it was a joke or an actual public service announcement. The advertising agency that was hired to do the slogan is blaming it on their head of campaign, Mark I'm On Meth Pertowski. A 55-year-old man has confessed to killing his daughter's boyfriend on Valentine's Day and then marrying his daughter himself. You can read about this and other stories in my new book, His Vote for President Counts as Much as Yours Does.
A 55-year-old man has confessed to killing his daughter's boyfriend on Valentine's Day and then marrying his daughter himself. Jeez, I only bought my wife flowers for Valentine's Day.
A 55-year-old man has confessed to killing his daughter's boyfriend on Valentine's Day and then marrying his daughter himself. Cops found a love note left behind that read, Roses are red, violets are blue, your boyfriend is dead, and now daddy pounds you.
Daddy pounds you.
A 55-year-old man has confessed to killing his daughter's boyfriend on Valentine's Day and then marrying his daughter himself. Things got really weird at the wedding reception. President Donald Trump, a lifelong New Yorker, has declared himself a resident of Florida. Man, those Florida man stories just got a huge bump.
President Donald Trump, a lifelong New Yorker, has declared himself a resident of Florida. I'm sorry, the rest of the country, if you thought the tweets weren't enough, now Florida man is actually in charge.
President Donald Trump, a lifelong New Yorker, has declared himself a resident of Florida. His advisors told him that in order to gain higher approval ratings, he should live in a state that more accurately reflects his skin tone. Would have been so much better if I didn't screw it up.
I'm doing this one on the fly because mine also had Florida man.
Nice.
So I'm going to change it up. President Donald Trump, a lifelong New Yorker, has declared himself a resident of Florida. But don't worry, like most New Yorkers, he'll remind you he's from there every 2 minutes.
I don't know anybody that says that.
I'm from New York!
I like that one.
According to a new survey, younger men are interested in the idea of wearing makeup. At least 30% of men under 44 would be into it. And 100% of those men are interested in kissing wieners. Yeah, you like that, right?
I like kissing wieners. What? According to a new survey, younger men are interested in the idea of wearing makeup. At least 30% of men under 44 would be into it. They are being referred to by the new term, faglennials.
According to a new survey, younger men are interested in the idea of wearing makeup. At least 30% of men under 44 would be into it. First they're into makeup, soon they'll be into each other.
According to a new survey, younger men are interested in the idea of wearing makeup. At least 30% of men under 44 would be into it. That means 70% of men are saying, gay.
And finally, the last one.
Chuck E. Cheese is officially killing off its animatronic animal band. Now if they can just get rid of the dirtbag parents, garbage pizza, disgusting, disease-infested kids, I'm in.
Chuck E. Cheese is officially killing off its animatronic animal band. Their only real issue seems to be finding a mousetrap big enough.
As long as Spanish likes it.
I like that.
Chuck E. Cheese is officially killing off its animatronic animal band. They are now going to use real rats and teach them to play instruments. That band will now be known as Rat King Cole.
Chuck E. Cheese.
I love Rat King Cole. I'm sorry. I don't care what you say.
Chuck E. Cheese is officially killing off its animatronic animal band. The weird thing is they plan to do it right in front of your kids.
I can go there that day. That would be good. Oh, there's your 6 and 9.
Yeah.
Not so bad today. Carmen's the weak link.
I think so. She brings us down.
Carmen is the weak link.
No.
Jeez Louise.
I was very proud of my Motley Crue joke.
Yeah, that was good.
Man, I could not come up with anything. I was trying to find a music festival and then just change the words to like Lollapalooza, a lot of old losers. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
100% of those men are interested in kissing me.
That was good. I cracked myself up with the mousetrap joke. I don't know why.
Does anybody else wonder what the other people are going to say? Because sometimes I'll think of a joke and I'm like, that'll probably be similar to Spanish.
I figured Florida Man was going to be.
So. Like, I try to stay away from, like, the obvious.
Yeah. Right.
I sometimes will take whatever pops into my head. I write down the first thing that pops into my head, and then I try and go back and tool it to be acceptable. Mm-hmm. Most of the-
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.